Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. Today we are going to continue on our journey for week two of the Reset Your Life podcast series. And last week we spoke about picking five areas of your life where you want to create either spiritual, mental, or physical abundance through the Reset Your Life. And, you know, these five things, they can be a specific goal. It could be a false self behavior you want to work on, or it just could be something general, like I want more peace in my life. And for each of those five areas, last week we wrote down the higher self or true self reasons, you know, why we wanted change in these five areas of our life. We wrote out our next step, our mid goal, and then our end goal. And though some of us did not maybe reach the mid goal or end goal, and we won't within 6 weeks, each week we're just going to take a baby step towards it. And you know, some of these areas may take time to accomplish, and that's okay. I know that I have been seeking more peace in my life for many years, and I'll continue to seek more and more peace. And it's all about, you know, committing yourself to the best things in life happen when we commit to the journey through a growth mindset. We're not like focusing on the end goal and feeling the lack of that end goal. Last week, we also spoke about the barriers of each of the five areas and how we can overcome them, as well as talking about the power of a vision board and the power of visualizing yourself with the goal or the change already met using the law of attraction. So really what this series is meant to be is just a methodology that you can use over and over again as you peel off layers of your false self and you're seeking that more connected, true self, abundant life. And, you know, honestly, as I was reflecting on my five areas of change today, there were some that I did well and there were some that, you know, I didn't do so well. And I also saw where some of my expected barriers came up and some unexpected barriers as well. And I also asked myself, you know, am I still committed to these five areas of change? Because sometimes you can write something down and be in a specific mood and then you come back and you're in a different mood and you're like, I don't know. But for me, those five areas of change, I definitely was still committed to them, and I felt that those were the top five. And so throughout the week, you know, and throughout the series, always take time to reflect on what's going on, right? So take time to reflect on the last week, what went well, what did not, and, you know, how you can improve. Make some internal notes to yourself. Because it's all about reflecting and learning for your journey ahead. So for this week, now that we're solid on the five areas of change for more abundance, let's get to how to move past our false self in order to be fully in our true self or higher self. The first week was really to show that we can proactively create and seek what we desire at our deepest levels within us. And people who live with a strong connection to their true self, they really live life by design. They're committed to create the life they want by, you know, co-creating with the universe. But in order for us to get to that point, we have to learn how to recognize the false self when it's at play. And we use our free will to choose a more enlightened path. So for your five areas this week, the first thing I want you to do is observe yourself as if you were like a scientist observing a new species. And I want you to think about how a scientist would be. They don't have judgments. They don't have attachments. They don't have perceptions. They've never seen this species before. They're not attached to it. And they're just trying to collect all the information and not be judgmental about it and not be influenced, right? So when I say observe yourself, I want you to observe your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And each day when you're observing these things, make notes, of course, and you have to ask yourself at the end of the day, am I in alignment with the changes that I want to create in my life? So if you have thoughts that are generally positive, they're peaceful, they're loving, then likely you are on the right path, right? But if you have, let's say, negative words that are coming out of your mouth, saying, I'm never going to be able to meet X, Y, and Z. I don't even know I'm doing this. Da, 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 da. Or maybe your actions speak something otherwise, right? Then you really need to work on how you can move past those negative thoughts, words, or emotions. And the best way that I have found to do this is when you see these sprouts of negativity, we have to choose a different inner message that we're willing to send ourselves and the universe. So for each of these negative thoughts or words or actions, you create like a counter message that you direct internally. So let's say, for example, I notice I have negative thoughts about my ability to be in the present moment. I'm like, man, I'm always thinking about other stuff, right? And so my counter message could be, I choose to be present in all moments. Or let's say that my actions this week could be that I didn't write my book in my allotted time. My counter message could be, I choose to dedicate myself to finishing this book. So what these counter messages do, and we should read these counter messages at the end of each day after we've observed our thoughts, they send a vibrational signal to our hearts, our minds, and the universe. And they send the signal of power. It takes back our power to not let the false self take control over our mind and, just put us in this autopilot world. It sends us the signal that, you know what, I am a spiritual being living out this human experience, and I'm taking back my power through my free will to create meaningful changes in my life. And so remember that when we all experience these feelings of doubt, worry, or fear, these are just our false self holding us back from our full potential as a spiritual being living out this human experience. Because if we are connected to our true self and you can completely feel it, the true self only knows love and expansion of that love without limitations. And through our free will, we can choose a different internal message that we want to send ourselves in the universe. And that's really powerful when we are learning to observe and recognize the false self, and we're trying to create change within us and change within the energy internally as well as externally. So also through observation, you may start to see that there are particular patterns of your false self. I know I've talked about this in previous podcasts as well. And there may even be little stories that your false self tells you to keep you in the box of your limitations. For example, for a very long time, my false self would tell me that, Krista, you're not good enough to do anything besides, whatever my career was at the time. If you do something else, you're going to fail. If you go outside the box, people think you're weird. If you'll never be able to make a living, on and on and on and on. It was a story. It was a story of limitation. It was making myself smaller, and it was putting me into this little box. And I couldn't go outside of the box because I was afraid to go outside the box, because What if this happened? What if that happened? What would people think of me? All the false self, right? Sounds terrible, but it's really not far off from what many people think, do, or say about themselves whenever they have an abundance that they really desire deep in their heart. And so for every story you're telling yourself, I want you to recognize what the story is, and I want you to write a new one. So, for example, when I wrote mine, it was something like, I'm willing to try new things and learn. I am willing to step outside of the box and be authentic to my true self. There are no boundaries on what I can do in life, and I'm not afraid of failure because it helps me grow. And I'm in this for the adventure. And, you know, all kinds of positive things, like a very powerful statement, right? And you can see that this first story and the second story, they have a completely different energy, right? Because it's taking back the power from the false self and it's stepping into that true self, right? That true self mindset that I am not limited. I am all powerful. I am all loving. And if it's something that is within my greatest heart's desire, I'm committed to it and I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to be who I truly am. So the last thing for this week is, of course, each week we are going to be doing a baby step. So come up with another baby step towards your goal, or maybe even a bigger step, depending on where you're at. And, you know, keep up with the vision board, keep visualizing the end result, and then add on those counter messages in your new powerful story. And remember, friends, that it's not really about the end goal. It's about the process of getting there. You know, we have these five areas of change that we want to seek, right? But we need to commit ourselves to the journey. And when we commit ourselves to the journey of really discovering who we are at our deepest level, our true self, and we're seeking that more abundant spiritual, mental, and physical life so that we can fully live out our human potential, we commit to the process because there's always a season for everything, right? And we have our free will to choose what is best for us in life. And we can always move past the false self limitations. I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste, friends.